We've got swarms of Mormons, showgirls, sailors, dancing boys and nuns.
Broadway is an industry known for glitz and dazzle, and the Tony Awards, stage acting's premier event of celebration and congratulations, was true to character right from the start.
The Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon and a reverence show about Mormon missionaries in Africa had 14 award nominations and became the top winner with 9 wins, among them Best Musical and Best Direction of a Musical. It was the first foray into live musical theater for two of its writers, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who are better known for creating the long-running, boundary-pushing animated TV series South Park. Nikki M. James won the Tony for Best Actress in a Featured Role in a Musical for her role in the Book of Mormon.
I didn't expect to be standing here tonight, and I tried to write a speech, but I felt silly.
High marks were given for Norman Leo Butts, who showed a touching humility after beating out 4 other Tony nominees for Best Performance for an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical. His work as an FBI agent in Catch Me If You Can impressed critics and audiences alike.
This award doesn't mean that I'm the best at anything. But it does mean that I might be the most grateful man in this room tonight.
But it was the 5 Tonys awarded for a revival of The Normal Heart, a powerful 1985 play about New York's gay community in the early days of the AIDS crisis, that seemed to move the night's audiences most viscerally. Playwright and AIDS activist Larry Kramer seemed to speak for many.
I could not have written it had not so many of us so needlessly died. Learn from it and carry on the fight. Let them know that we are a very special people, an exceptional people, and that our day will come.
War Horse garnered its 5th Tony of the evening for Best Play. Critics praised the artful way the drama used life-size horse puppets with human actors to tell a dramatic story of love, loss, and redemption before and during World War I. An audience member seemed visibly delighted when Anything Goes, Cole Porter's 1934 musical, clinched the Tony for Best Revival of a Musical.
Anything goes, you're driving fast cars, you like it low bars, you like it bold limbs, you like it bare limbs.
The Tony Awards, named for actress and director Antoinette Perry, have been given out annually since 1947. The ceremony is broadcast nationally and features appearances by stars of both stage and screen. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.